Today we are going to do an introduction to learning halacha in general and expand more specifically to learning Mishnah Berurah. There's a lot to cover, so I want to go through first different highlights of the Chafetz Chaim's introduction to learning Orach Chaim, to learning Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah over here tells us, number one, just the halacha in general. He starts over here in the Hakdama. It says, Emory is jumping to the second column over here, second paragraph. It says, Ayotzi midvarenu, Shatora Akdoshi, Bepshitas Mazon Ruchanila Nefesh, Kemo Alechem, Shumazon Laguf. General Klai, you should know when you're learning Torah in general that you are feeding your neshama. When you're learning Torah, every word of Torah that you learn, if you're feeding your neshama, bidiyuk. Like when you put lechem, you put potato coal, whatever it might be that you're eating, it goes to feed the goof. Torah is that nutrition for your neshama. Your mom is feeding your neshama. Three paragraphs later, at the end of Dir Ravasal, Schar Limud, he says, the Kamoshe Viagro, Raya Mimishnah Eliyahu Mirushami, the call to every word of the Rei Torah. Shadam Lome Torah Mitzvahs Atze Bifnei Atzah, a separate mitzvah Bifnei Atzah. Every word you learn, another mitzvah Bifnei Atzah. You learn 50,000 words of Tirmid Torah, you mekayim 50,000 kiyam mitzvah of limud Torah when you've not learned that Torah. So that's an unbelievable thing about every limud word of limud Torah is in itself a mitzvah. The Gram makes us a cheshbon. The Chafetz Chaim makes a cheshbon of how much money every word of Torah is worth in another place. It comes out to millions upon millions of dollars, every single word of limud Torah, if you want to equate it to, obviously you cannot lahav the love of dollars to mashva oneg ruchanita oneg gashmi vehine, says the Chavetz Chaim in the next paragraph, asher limud haTorah ushekol mashal adam lo meid afilu bekadshim v'taras. Obviously anything that one learns in Talmud Torah, even if he learns in kadshim v'taras, which are not halacha l'maisa nowadays, unfortunately in the Bavon Sinner Rabbin we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, who mekayim mitzvahs asher Talmud Torah, he's still mekayim mitzvahs asher of Talmud Torah mikol makom ikur limud adam tzarech liyot belimud hamevi lidei maisa. Iker person's limud should be limud. I'm an aslasos in order to mekayin it. Don't think Chas Hashem the Chavetz Chaim is mizalzel learning kachim v'taros. How everyone knows that the Chavetz Chaim was very, very, very much into learning kachim v'taros, and he even wrote svarim on the topic. Okay, so therefore, don't think that Chas Hashem. But iker limud Torah, especially in the beginning, has to be limud al minas lasos, to learn halacha, to learn what you are supposed to do. Okay, v'achin amru chazal, ovi Hashem shari tzion mekom ashkenaz Yaakov, ovi Hashem HaKadosh Baruch, loz shari mitzunanim me'alocha, yotr bebatei knasim bat yoresh shebi Yaakov. Fine. Next paragraph says, v'inei lefi zenir ba'alu, if that is the truth we just said, everything you just said up until now, v'chelek or chayim hu yotr mukta lilu akod, so you first should be learning chelek or chayim of halacha. Asher kosh dal chalkei shulchan aruch, even though we need to learn all dal chalkei shulchan aruch, you have to learn kol Torah kulo for sure. Nevertheless, mikol makom chilek zehu mukdam lakol, this should be the first thing that one learns. Ki yediyah so achrachei b'chol yom yimamei chayev l'kiyum haTorah. So I have a feeling, I have a hunch that up until now, 18 years of your life, you have not mastered chilek or chayim of. Therefore, one is mechuyev. He's mechuyev to go through chilek or chayim first, which is the Mishnah Berurah, learning psak halach l'maisa, of knowing what to do. And obviously, when you're here in yeshiva, your ikar limud of the day is learning Gemara, and that is really the source for everything we learn in halach. Really, to learn halach, you really have to learn and know Gemara and poskim, and the Rishonim very, very well. Nevertheless, as Shlomo Zalman writes, and all the posts write, everyone has to have a halacha seder in order to mamshich, in order to know what to do. That doesn't mean you're going to know what to do in every scenario. It's when you start learning first day of halacha. But you build and build and build until you, Bezrat Hashem, will be master. That's what I've tried to do in this program, to try and build a program. That you start here in yeshiva, where you're learning not a gigantic chunk of your day, but a small chunk of your day to be learning halacha, getting down psak halacha, getting down Mishnah Berurah, learning how to learn Mishnah Berurah, and then you'll be able to be mamshich, to master Mishnah Berurah. And like many people have started this program, just where you're sitting right now, have started here, and they have, Baruch Hashem, come to know chalakim of Mishnah Berurah very, very well. Chalakim, if not, they've mastered it to really know psak halacha l'maisa, what to do. And this is the jump start here today, where we're starting from today, the Akdama of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, why Dafka, the Sefer Mishnah Berurah? Why was the Mishnah Berurah picked over other Sifrei Halacha? These are my opinions, or I'm quoting other people's opinions also. But I'll read to you from the Sefer Shoni Halachos. Why is it so important? Sefer Shoni Halachos. Sefer Shoni Halachos is basically a chazara of all Mishnah Berurah written by Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It's written by Chaim Kanievsky. It's a shortened version. It just used very, very beautifully for a chazara of all Mishnah Berurah with, and he adds also the opinion of the Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish disagrees. But basically, it's just a kitzer Mishnah Berurah. That's what Sefer Shoni Halachos is. In his Hakdama to the Sefer of Shoni Halachos, he says the following. Vine, Sefer Mishnah Berurah Shazachli Skabil B'chol Yisrael, the Sefer Mishnah Berurah that was accepted in all of Klal Yisrael. V'aposek ha'acharon b'doreinu, he is the posek acharon in our generation b'chelek orachayim. V'ayim b'kodz igres marin l'chazan ish, he quotes now the chazan ish, chelek beisim in memal shekotav. If you look in the Chazon Ish, he writes to a person who tried passing against the Mesorah, against the Beis Yosef, Mishnah Berurah, Pi Achon Echad Shepil B'Bazeh. He says the Chazon Ish, how Ram Kubelus Mi Pi Rabu Seinu Asher Mi Peim Anu Chayim. The correct Psak Alach L'Maisa, which we live through, Kama Rana Beis Yosef, Maganav Mishnah Berurah. He how Ram Kuyemes Kimo Mikimi Fi Sanhedrin Belishkas Agazis. It's like a Psak Alacha that is passed down from the Lishkas Agazis, from the Sanhedrin Gdola in the Beis Hamikdash. That's a Psak from the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, Beis Yosef, the Mesorah that we have. How we are going to be able to understand then how the Chazon Ish disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah in various places, like many famous machlokes in the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. Okay, that's for a different time. But you see over here, that is the Hanhaga, that is the outlook that the Mishnah Berurah is the Posek Achron. The Mishnah Berurah is the Sefer that we learn halacha from, and that is and that's why it's so important here, especially in our base medrash over here. From the Psakim Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sol, who got his Psak from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, who got his Mesorah, that their Psak is very, very tzamut to the Mishnah Berurah. Kimat, they do not disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. There are going to be Yotzei Min HaKlals, but in general, if that's a Psak in the Mishnah Berurah, that's how we paskin halacha l'mais. Okay, so that is why you want to learn the Sefer that we actually paskin like. Obviously, there is about 100 years of history since the Mishnah Berurah was written. Okay, so a lot has developed since then. A lot of new shilas have come up. And obviously that, but this is the springboard to get to all the shilas. And that's one thing that we will do in this Chaburah is bring down the next 100 years of history and the Rav Moshe Feinstein's and the Chazon Ish's and the Rosh Shlomo Zalman's and the Rav Avadya's, v'chule, to fill in that gap. What I want to ask now is what was it that perhaps was Zocha, that the Rechavitz Chaim was Zocha to become the Posek Acharon, that his Sefer was that. There's a lot of Halacha Sfarim that have been written amongst his name. Why was it the Mishnah Berurah that was miskabled in Klal Yisrael? So was some point to a very technical reason, and this might be also true, and that is that his Sefer, he was very smart. When he put together his Sefer, he wrote it as a Perush and the Shulchan Aruch, so you have the Shulchan Aruch in front of you. Okay, as opposed to other halachas, sorry, let's say like the Aruch HaShulchan, who definitely obviously quotes the Shulchan Aruch, but you don't have the words of the Shulchan Aruch over there. It's written in a different, much different style. The style over here is you're learning Shulchan Aruch with the parish of the Shulchan Aruch. So that technically, that's why a lot of people like learning Mishnah Berurah as the Sefer itself. But I believe it's a lot more than that. And number two is, the reason is, because we all know about the tzidkus of the Chafetz Chaim. Urshan just spoke about the Haftalarecha Chamocha. There is no greater dogma of a person who is the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. His tzikis is known, whether it was Shmir Salashan or whether it was all other mitzvahs, Ben Adam Lechavera, Avas Chesed, the Svarim that he put together, brought together Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Mida Keneged Nida, he loved and made himself a chelik of all of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, his Chibur of Svarim was for all of Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, and that's why it was miskabeled in all of Klal Yisrael. Everyone had an open door to come visit the Chafetz Chaim, his tzidkus, his Avas Yisrael, that is what made him the posek in Klal Yisrael. And number three is his absolute connection to the Mesorah. And this is something that you cannot escape in our generation, so important. It's so important where we see, unfortunately, many people in Klal Yisrael leaving the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael, let alone forgetting about the conservative and the reform movement. Hey, and even amongst what we saw in so-called Orthodox, Orthodox Judaism, people are creating their own new Mesorahs and new open Orthodoxes and things like this. We have to connect to the Mesorah, and that's exactly what the Chafetz Chaim says, and that's what the Chafetz Chaim writes himself. In the end of the Hakdam, if you look over here, if you look, you know a little bit of my Mishnah Berurah, constantly quoting all the Achron. Okay, you have the Chayyadim and the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Gra and the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Malbim and all the different Svarim that he quotes, the Shari Tshuva and the Berhete, the Prima Gadim, the whole list of the Achronim, the Lavush, all the Achronim from the previous generations, the Mishnah Berurah is constantly quoting all of them, and he knew all of them, and he brings them all down. And he says over here, very, you think that maybe, okay, he saw some of the later Svarim who quote these other Achronim, and that's how he knew all their Psak Halachas. No, says the Mishnah Berurah himself. So the Mishnah Berurah himself, in the third to last paragraph of the Akdama, don't think when I quoted the posting, it was just Shalom Miskavin. I just wanted to show off I knew all these Achronim or things like this. Chasu Shalom. Achena Dover Ki Ayanti Baruch Hashem Mikol Simin Mimikori Hadina Rishonim. When I learned up the Suya, I looked in all the Mikorism from Shas to the Rishonim, Vigam Kimat Mikol Achronim. He looked in Kimat, all the Achronim in Iskalel. Right? He didn't just quote them. He looked inside and saw the words inside. He connected himself to the previous generations, Misora, and that's how he built this psak. And if you go back to the paragraph right before that, second line, he says, "Umakum shirid the deus bin shnei achronim." What I saw there was a machlokas in the achronim guva beiz a davar. Okay, there's machlokas. We're gonna have him a taz. Let's say, "Lo yati atzal be davar lechapis chal sifrei sharacha." And just say, "Okay, this one, suffik, whatever." No, he looked in the rest of the shar sifrei achronim. There also amia mikdushim daitam bonin lemaisa to see how the later achronim learned the sugya. How did they paskin? And based on how they paskin, that's how the Chavetz Chaim decided how to bring down psak. Okay, and therefore he was mischaber to the Masorah. Therefore, the Masorah continues with the Chafetz Chaim to this generation, to our days, 100 years later, still passing on the words of the Chafetz Chaim. And that's the gufa, what I try to do. That's gufa, what I try to do in the Shiurim over here, to mamshich the Masorah, not to mefalpil and lechadish chidushim things, just to give clear psak based on the Masorah that we learned in the Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes they'll give you some background information, and then we how the Achronim paskin, now the Mishnah Berurah paskins halach l'maisa, and then how do the later generations, the Rosh Hamazamans, the Ramoshas, v'chulei, how they were summoned to the psak also. Okay, therefore, every single simon, I sat hours with Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal to discuss the different psakim, the different sfeikas, to go back and forth to get a clear halachic psak over here from his Misora back once again to Shlomo Zalman, back to Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, all the way back to the Gra. There's a clear Misora that is passed down over here, and that's what I want you guys to feel that you are living. You are living the Masorah by sitting in the base medrash. Not because Ami Merzel is giving over this shiurim, okay? Because we're trying to mischaber to the same Masorah. So you are mamish living that Masorah from the Gra down to the his Talmid, down to his Talmid, down to Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, down to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, down to Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal. That is what learning is all about. To connect back, and which obviously goes back all the way to Har Sinai. Okay, that is what we are trying to do. That's general. That's what your morning Seder Rabbi, I hope, try and do. And that's what we try and do for sure. When you're learning halacha, you have to be tzamud to the Masorah. We don't mechadish chidushim on our own. We have to make sure we have a Rav and we make sure we are connecting to the Masorah. Okay? That doesn't mean that I didn't look in other places also. I also looked in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Piskei Tshuvos, and the Chayim Moshe. A lot of beautiful svarim that I look in that also. Add to what we are, but add to our limud, but the Karon, that is how he was asking for the Svardim, obviously, the Masorah, also, there's the Ben Ishchai, and all the Psakim of Avadi, obviously. There, I try and bring those in also, where there are difference in Psak Halacha between the Svardim and the Ashkenazim. Okay, you should know the Rambam counts in the sixth mitzvah. Okay, if you look at all the beginning of the Sefer Mitzos, they're all like Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. All the things, not to worship, things that you would imagine are in the top 10 of the Sefer Mitzos. One number, Mitzvah number 6, what do you know what it is? To Mechaber to Talmid HaChachamim. That's what number 6 is. Because that's up there with all those other things. Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, to mechaber yourself to the Masorah, to mechaber yourself to the Talmid HaChachamim. That is the sixth mitzvah. That's what we're trying to do, Bezrat Hashem, over here. Okay? One has to remember also, just because you learned a little Mishnah Berurah, and you learned it, and you chazer, and you came to Ami Merzel Shir, that doesn't make you a Grace of Poisek. Okay, you don't become a poser because you learn one siman in Shulchan Aruch and you anything new. Neither that, the Shulchan Aruch writes in your day. Listen to these words: siman Reish Mem Beis Sif Yud Sif Yud Gimel Talmid Shelo Igiel Lahora Umora Hariza Shota Rosh of the Gas Ruach. Someone who gets up and he starts telling people halacha when he's not gotten to that point of roi la'ra, he's a rasha and he's gassed and he's got gaiva, very bad gaiva. The Rama adds on to this. The talmidim haktanim hakoftim lahoros v'leishay barosh. The small talmidim who try and jump to become the rav, to become the posek, v'chulei v'chulei, leishay barosh, liskadel b'vnei amaratzim, in order that he makes himself greater than the amaratzim. Marbim machlokes umachrivim ha'olam. They create machlokes and they destroy the world. Umechabi ner shel Torah, and they end up putting out the ner shel Torah. Okay, so therefore, very, very carefully, as we trudge through Mishnah Berurah, to remind yourselves of where you came from, what place you're in, and Bezrat Hashem, one day you will come to be able to be at the level of Roy Lohora. Takes many, many years of limud, but it will happen one day if one stays learning for a long time. However, don't try and jump to places that you are before you are. And I just want to go over very quickly, in the next couple of minutes, just some of the klali psakim that we have when learning Mishnah Berurah. Okay, very important, some different klali. At the end of the day, you have to realize, not everything is going to come out with a clear psak of the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Chafetz Chaim didn't want that. Not everything is clear. You don't have to, even when you learn halacha, not everything is so clear. This is exactly the psak. But most times when you learn Mishnah Berurah, you should walk out with a clear definition of how the Chafetz Chaim paskin it. Just you have to understand the way the Chafetz Chaim writes. Okay? You would pick this all up if you learned a lot of Mishnah Berurah, but I'm trying to give you a little jump start over here. Number one, you have to know that 95% Ashkenazim hold like the Mechaber. So when you learn Shulchan Aruch, that is already 90-95% of halacha already. In the Mishnah Berurah is just sometimes explaining what the Mechaber is saying, but don't think, oh, that's for the Sfardim. Chas Hashalom, 90-95% is we follow the Mechaber. And 90-95% Sfardim and Ashkenazim agree with the end of the day Pesach halacha. Okay? There's no real big machlokas between the Mesorah of the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim. When there is a difference, that's where the Rama says, oh, that's the Minhag in Sfarad. However, the Minhag in Ashkenaz is different. When there is a machlokas, when there is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rama, so the Sfarim generally follow after the Psak of the Mechaber, and the Ashkenazim follow after the Psak of the Rama. It's true, when you learn a lot of it, you'll see that in general, not always, many times it's not this case, but generally the Mechaber is a little bit more makel. Then the Rama has extra chumras that generally the Mechaber does not have. Mechaber has some chumras that the Rama does not pass from, like also. But more often than not, the Mechaber is more makel than the Rama. Therefore, there comes a big shaila in the psakim of the Svardish poskim. Are they machmir for Ramas? Is there an inyan for a Svardi to be machmir for a Rama? Okay, the Ben Ishchai was known that generally he would paskin that Svardim should be machmir for the Shita of the Rama also. That's where one of the main differences between the Ben Ishchai and Rav Avadia's Mesorah is Rav Avadia hold Maran Mechaber was the end all be all psak for the Svarnim, and therefore there's a psak from the Mechaber. That is how they pass Kibbein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, and they are not Machmir for Ramas. They're Yotzim and Aklaz. There are Yotzim and Aklaz when the Minhag is developed like the Rama, but that's the general different shitas between the Ben Ishchai and Rav Avadia. Now, in terms of the psak, when you open up the Shulchan Aruch, many times he brings you two opinions, three opinions. How you know how he's passing? So the Beis Yosef himself tells you like the fact. Here we go. Okay, so the Beis Yosef did not bring this cloud, but this is the cloud that is muskam in the poskim. If you have two opinions brought down, the first one is brought v'stam. It doesn't say, it just says the halacha. And then it says v'yesh omrim, and some say the following. That's called a stam in yesh omrim. A stam in yesh omrim, the halacha is kestam. The halacha is like the standia, not like the yesh omrim, unless the Mechaber says specifically. Sometimes they'll say, after the yesh omrim, the halacha kfarav, v'yesh lahachmer, whatever it might be. But in general, the halacha is like stam in yesh omrim. Sometimes he'll bring down yesh omrim and yesh omrim. Two yesh omrims. Yesh omrim this, yesh omrim this. Or Rambam this, Rush this. Okay? If he brings down two opinions, or yesh omrim, then the halacha is like the yesh omrim basra. You go after the second opinion, not the machmer opinion, not the second opinion. That is the generally how we paskin. In general, the Mishnah Berurah will spell it out for you in all these cases, and 95% of the time, he will follow these general outlines. Stam yesh omrim halacha kistam, yesh omrim halacha kibasra. Okay, fine. Now, Moreno Rabin Rav Nevitz, I believe it's a prima gundam, also says the same klalim apply in the Ramah. Less often does the Ramah have these yeshomri yeshomrims, but many times he will. The same klalim would apply. Stam and yeshomrim halacha kastam, yeshomrim yeshomrim halacha ki yeshomrim basra. And sometimes even the Mishnah Berurah, you can follow this klal also. Now, going now in from the Shulchan Aruch to the Mishnah Berurah, as I said before, sometimes it's more difficult to know how the Mishnah Berurah is passing halacha l'maaseh, and that's why a lot of people shy away from Mishnah Berurah, because a lot of times they'll learn the Mishnah, they'll say, he brought down a bunch of opinions, I don't know how to pass him, what's the point of learning this as a halacha sefer? So over here, you have to be very sensitive to the Lashonos into the Mishnah Berurah to know how you pass in halacha l'maaseh. Okay, number one. Number one, this is a clause I've already told the guys already this year, and this will come up all the time. Every couple of pages of Mishnah Berurah, you'll see this. The Mishnah Berurah will be taking down an opinion, and then he'll say, aval, other opinions, or achain, or umnam, all these lashons of however, like this, he is saying that that's an opinion. However, this is the halacha. The second opinion, after he brings achain, aval, or umnam, he is passing like the second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, therefore, that thing, he'd bring in the other, why is he bringing down their opinions? That's a good question about Shulchan Aruch. Also, sometimes we're choshish for them, but he's passing like the second opinion in this case. But the best thing to do is, if you have time, is there's two other sfarim that the Chavetz Chaim wrote that are on the page of the Mishnah Berurah. One's called the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha generally takes one topic and goes more in depth into that topic, and a lot of times he will talk about one of the machloks that he brought down the Mishnah Berurah. He'll talk more at length in Bir Halacha, and a lot of times by learning the Bir Halacha, you could say how he paskins halacha l'maaseh. A little bit easier is the shorter in the Shaar Tzion. The Shaar Tzion at the bottom of the page of the Mishnah Berurah. That over there, he brings down you the makoros of where he's passing. And many times in the Shaar Tzion, he'll have a little din and it'll come out halacha l'maaseh over there. So that's another way, advantage that we have. You can look at the Shaar Tzion and the Bir Halacha sometimes to know how the Mishnah Berurah passes. Sometimes there could even be stiras. That could get it a little bit more sticky. Now, if it says over there, in Katav, ayin b'chayi adam, he says, ayin b'chayi adam, ayin b'gra, the Chora, he is passing like that sheet. He's mistaving to posek like that sheet. I saw B'Shem Rav Moshe and Rav Yashav this klal. I asked Morina Rabin Rav Nevitzel. He also agreed to this klal also. If he says, ayein. But that sefer, he is passing like that sefer. Unless he says, beferish, not like that. Ayein were there, but that's not the halacha. We paskin differently. But in generally, that is how he's going to pask. Okay? Lifamim, the Mishnah Berurah himself is mesupak, as I said before. And therefore, that's why you have to be tzamut to Talmid HaChachamim and ask shailas. Because on the day, sometimes the Mishnah Berurah brings you, and it's a pasul, no, how we paskin, but there's a masorah. The minig is A, or the minig is B. Or sometimes in a certain kehilas, the minig is A, and the minig is B. You have to be attached to Talmid HaChachamim to know how to paskin in those certain situations. Sometimes there's nothing wrong. You have this to be samachan, and this to be samachan. You can even, sometimes even, you can even choose whichever path you want. And the last thing is, just remember, the ikr is to learn it well, and then to do chazaras. Chazaras, it might just offer you a very simple advice, a very easy way of doing chazara, 10 minutes a day. I try and put this into my schedule also. It's 10 minutes a day, just go through Mechaber Amah. If you've learned it well, first time you gone to the Mishnah Berurahs, and you came to shir, and you listened, and if you just could chazar constantly, the Mechaber Amah that you've already done, okay, you 5-10 pages a day, just reading Mechaber Amah, you will get the flow and you will remember what you have learned also. You will remember what the Mishnah Berurah says because you can constantly be doing chazara on what you have learned. That's my etzah to you guys. Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue ad kan for today.